This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today on this weekend before the Big Turkey Day coming up Thursday, November 22nd. And it's ironic that the 55th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy lands on Thanksgiving this year. So I don't know how many times that's happened over the past 55 years. On our show this hour, One Beautiful Lady and a new season coming up of Blind Spot on NBC. Our guest is going to be Jamie Alexander. Then Ernie Hudson will be joining us. This man has got to be one of the hardest working guys in show business. He's got like three shows going at the same time. Kostya Kennedy will be joining us. He has got a book that Sports Illustrated has put out that is a coffee table book with 100 pictures profiling 150 years of baseball. And then we're going to talk turkey with Melissa Spurka. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is part of a drama on NBC Friday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central on NBC. And she is, I think, one of, if not the most beautiful lady on TV. And she plays the role of Jane Doe. Joining us right now is Jamie Alexander. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Well, hello. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was telling you before we went on the air that I was hoping that you would come back and chat with us because I remember the last time you did, in fact, a couple of times for that matter, and you're a great guest, and I got to tell you something. I mean what I said. You are one lovely lady.
Well, thank you so much. That's so very kind of you to say.
I remember you telling me that with all of the things that you do in this business, and there's a whole slew of them, and we'll talk about it, that you're kind of a homebody, are you not?
I am, yes. I like being at home. I like, you know, I just like to relax and watch movies and cook food for my friends and family. I'm pretty mellow compared to my character on Blind Spot.
Wow. Well, that's great to hear. You know, everybody thinks that your show business is all the bling and the blast and all the jingles and the jangles. But so another season of Blind Spot. I love the show. And as I told you before, every time I go on a trip, I go to AAA to get that triptych. And I say, can I have the one like Jamie Alexander? That's the triptych I want. Okay. I want that map is what I want. So what's in store for the new season, Jamie?
Well, oh, gosh, everything. We have a great love story going on between Kurt and Jane that's very complicated, as it's always been, except that we're married now. And there's this new set of tattoos. They're bioluminescent tattoos, which we've obviously stretched that reality on the show, but they really do exist. but you have to run a painful charge over your skin to make them light up. So we figured that we got to tone that side down because Jane would be in a hospital bed every day. But they interact with the old tattoos, so it's just all new adventures, and we're also taking it global. So we're filming in many different countries.
Really?
Yes, which is awesome.
Like where, Jamie?
Well, in episode one that you guys will see, we get to showcase Venice, Italy, and there's an amazing James Bond-esque boat chase through the canals, which I happened to be in.
Wow.
Which was really, really fun. Had to learn that very fast.
Yeah.
How to drive a very small boat through the canals there very quickly. But it's just such a delight. It's so fun because it gives our show such a cinematic and worldly feel.
Sure.
And it is such an adventure for us, of course, as the cast, to get to go do these things.
Being a boater, don't they worry about a minimum weight going down the streets of Venice?
There is, yeah. You have to be very careful. So we are one of the very few productions that were allowed to do this. They usually do not allow, you know, any of these things to take place there because it's so dangerous. Because everybody, you know, as though you park on the side of this street, you know, there are boats parallel parked on the canal, so just navigating around that, you don't want to have a severe wake because it'll damage everyone's boat.
Wow.
So it was very, I learned a skill set I did not realize I had. It was really fun.
You know, that's a very beautiful setting there. So it's not only exciting, but also has a touch of romance to it just to see, you know, Venice and its, all of its beauty. What other countries you go to, Jamie?
Well, I know that we're filming in Barcelona, or Spain, Barcelona, Marrakesh, Morocco. Where else are we going? I think Berlin, perhaps.
Wow.
Germany. There's a couple things they're throwing out there right now. But not each one of us goes to each location. So I was in Venice, but I'm not sure where I'll be sent.
Well, so far you picked the right straw because that's the one. Now, I know that you've been asked this question a million times. In fact, I might have even asked it in the past. But how long does it take to get that tattoo all over your body?
Well, it depends on what we're showing. So if I'm in a long sleeve black shirt, you know, I'll just put the hands and the neck on, which takes, you know, 15 minutes. We have a barrier that we put on my skin that takes a little bit longer to dry, so some days it'll be an hour. And then if I'm doing the full situation, it's about 8 hours, but sometimes it's three if it's just my arms and my torso. And then occasionally I have a suit that I wear for stunts because otherwise I just stick to everybody and it's a mess.
Really?
So I'll put on a very thin nylon suit that they will digitally alter occasionally, but it's a pretty great suit, and that saves us a lot of time on those days that we're doing big action scenes.
Do they need a helper to do that? I mean,
oh, it's crazy. The makeup artist is Stephanie Pasikov, who's also now pretty much my best friend.
I guess so.
And, right? A lot of time spent together. But she does it all by herself.
Really?
And she is incredible. Yes.
Well, let me give you my home number in the event she needs some help. She can call me at any time of the day or night. I'd be more than happy to help her out.
Well, Ron, she'd give you the worst part of the job, I'm sure.
Oh, well, there would be no bad part. But you have been so many things. I mean, Love and Other Drugs, Thor, The Dark World, the original blockbuster, Broken Vows, London Fields, The Brink, along with Arnold Schwarzenegger and The Last Stand, and Nurse Jackie on Showtime. I mean, you have a list of credentials a mile long that you bring to this show that I'm sure is one of the major reasons of its success.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I've been very lucky in my career to get to do a lot of different things, and nothing has been too difficult, which is nice.
Well, that's good. You know, you give me the impression sometimes that you don't take compliments real good. You know what I'm saying? Some people are like that. You are a very talented lady. I mean, you got it all. You're the full package.
I think I appreciate the compliments very much, that I don't take them lightly.
Yeah.
I'd rather put that way. But I'm very grateful for people who like my work and enjoy my work, and if it makes a difference in their daily lives, that's really incredible.
Jamie, when you first saw this script, okay, what were you thinking? I mean, it has kind of a sci-fi touch to it, but it's a very serious drama and one that really has embraced the audience, obviously, with another season every Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. When you saw it and you had to interpret that character and the show, what was your feelings? Because, you know, reading it and doing it are two different things.
Right. Yes. Yes, they are. I think, you know, when I first read it, strangely, it was kind of written for me. So I knew right away when I read it, I just knew I wasn't going to have to try too hard to be able to bring this character to life. There's so many similarities between myself and my character, Jane. And I just thought, this is going to be such an adventure. This is going to be so much fun. This is going to use a lot of my talents that I have, you know, my background as a wrestler, just all these different things. And I knew it was going to be a lot of work. I knew it was going to be hard, but I knew that I would enjoy it and feel, you know, I would feel fulfilled, and satisfied with it. And that's been the case.
You know, Jamie, I thought I knew everything there was to know about Jamie Alexander, but I didn't know that you were a wrestler. Really?
I was, yes, in high school. Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, you didn't go like on the WWE where they, I mean, you were a real wrestler.
Yes, I was not a professional glamorized wrestler, although I do quite enjoy WWE.
Oh, of course, yes.
But I wrestled in high school in Texas at 128, and I also did Greco-Roman and freestyle.
Wow, that's very cool. I didn't realize that. Well, I got to tell you something. This show, and I don't know, you know, from the beginning, it just, you know, as I mentioned before, brought audiences in. I couldn't be happier for it. Is this the third season?
It is.
Wow,
yeah.
That's unbelievable.
No, time flies.
Yeah, it really does. I know you're on a busy schedule, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this, okay? Were you ever concerned about the tattoos on your body having an effect on your skin? And the reason I ask that, and his name, believe it or not, I can't think of it right now. In fact, he's from Orlando. He played on the Beverly Hillbillies. I can't think of his name. The father there.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I don't remember his name. But anyway, he was out for the role of the Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz and had to drop out because what they put on him to make him the Tin Man affected his skin, almost killed him. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that they've come a long way since the Tin Man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We constantly do, you know, tests, allergy tests and things like that, and we've gotten some really great skin barriers to protect the skin against the tattoos. They've really, especially my makeup artist, Stephanie Pasikoff, she's done so much research, and I've happened to have an okay time with these tattoos. They really aren't that bad at all. Occasionally, you know, of course, we'll be out in the sunshine in 100-degree weather here in New York in the summer, and that's not too fun, but there's never been a time where it made it bad. You know, it was just uncomfortable.
Do you have a real tattoo somewhere?
I do. I have 12 of my own.
Do you really?
And being quite large. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then it's not as hard as to embellish those, I guess.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, it's like a roadmap. It's like a, you know, paint by numbers, but
paint by numbers. There's a lot of lines there, Jamie, but I'm going to let them go.
Ron.
Anyway, we'll be watching Fridays at 8 o'clock Eastern, as we mentioned, 7 Central on NBC. It's the third season of Blind Spot, and it stars the very attractive and equally talented Jamie Alexander. Jamie, thank you for joining us, and you're always welcome here, dear.
Oh, thank you, sir.
It's always nice having you. What a talented lady, and I meant it. She is really good looking.
Oh, thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Jamie. Want to remind everybody, if you want to check out our website, it is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. There's more to come with Ron Segi today. Stick around.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I'm very happy at the fact that our next guest has been with us a few times this past year. He's quite a talent, and I love what he does on not only the small screen, but the big screen. He's one busy, busy guy. He's not only starring in, but he's the executive producer of the BET series, The Family Business. Tuesdays, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central. Joining us right now is Ernie Hudson. Hey, Ernie, welcome back to the show, and good to have you on TV again, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, and yeah, thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here, and yeah, it's wonderful. I'm excited.
Well, you know, we spoke many times this past spring with some ventures and shows that you did. Now, this is coming on, coming up Tuesday, a great show. I saw some of the trailers and some of the promo material about a family by the name of Duncans. They're a very prominent family from the Queens, living in a kind of fast lane with an automobile dealership that sells exotic cars. However, in the evening, when they close the dealership, it's a little testy as to what they do for a living.
Yeah, you know, it's really, like you said, it's about family, and they built this the largest exotic car dealership in the country. But here's a guy who wants to build his legacy and his family, to hold his family together at any cost. And it gets a little dangerous because he'll do whatever he needs to do. But he's also a guy who'll get on the floor with his grandkids. So it's really about family and family holding it together. I was fascinated by that element because I think I look around and I see a lot of people having difficulty. I have four sons. And, of course, you know, even to keep good relationships with your kids at a certain point is difficult. But
right.
This is about, it's about family.
Now, it's based on a New York Times best-selling novel, okay, Carl Weber's The Family Business. But is that book that is based on a true story?
No, it's fictional, but I think it's loosely based on families that Carl Weber has known. Carl's an amazing writer. I think there are 8 books of the series. They were New York Times bestsellers. They sold millions of copies. So there's a big fan base of the books out there. And if you haven't read the books, I encourage you to. So this is loosely based on his real-life experiences, but it is fictional.
You know, when you mention the fact that here's this hardcore businessman, and, you know, he's got this kind of questionable business after hours, but yet he still gets on the floor and plays with his children, grandchildren, you know, I think that is a very nice touch, because when you ever watch something where the main characters are tough, you know, or they're gangsters, or whatever the case may be, you can't picture them being compassionate to family. You always think that they're going to just say, I don't give the kid a bottle and get out of my face, you know. But this is different.
Right. It is different because I think, you know, we don't understand a lot of choices people make, and I think if we could see behind that facade to see what really touches their heart, then we'd have a different compassion. And we can also see ourselves and be a little bit more understanding toward each other. And this is a show about the people, and you get to see the motivation. And I think it makes a... They still do what they need to do, but you kind of go, yeah, you know, in a different circumstances, you know, it allows us to see each other from a better light.
You know, you are very, very good at what you do. You know, I've chatted about this in the past. You know, the Fox series, the Chicago-based APB, Grace and Frankie, and Graves, and now, you know, this venture, you cycle your way through all of these, which are different characters. I don't know how you get everything straight. I mean, do you ever, you know, go on one show and think that you're on another?
No, I think, you know, first up, you really connect to the characters in a real way. Right now I'm doing a series I'm really excited about called L.A.'s Finest with Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba. We're shooting that now. And it's based on the Bad Boys series with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And I play Martin Lawrence's dad.
Yeah.
That's a very, very different character than what we do in the family business. They're different people. You know, they're me under different circumstances in a different universe. But it's easy for me to sort of, the people are different, the show is different, that's what I'd love to do, and I've been so blessed to have the opportunity to. Well, the reason I produced, executive produced The Family Business, because this was a show that I just knew I wanted to bring to the screen and be a part of. And I did it, I think, because the fans have been so supportive of me, and I wanted something that I could say, yeah, no, this I really can stand by.
Ernie, is it difficult, though, to be the executive producer and be the star? I've used the example many times that when I was doing some television and I was also executive producing it, it was very distracting because I'd see people while I was on camera that were doing things behind the set that I was paying for and they weren't doing. You know, does that get sometimes a problem with a double-edged sword like that?
Well, you know, it can be if you're not working with people you totally trust. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Indy Brown over at Tridescent Studios, she's working with Carl Weber. Carl has a publishing empire. I mean, I don't know how many titles they have, but in addition to his writing. And these are people who are really, really capable. And so I'm really free to just focus on the work, the acting, when I'm acting, and anything else that they need, that's kind of where I come in. But I know that these guys are really on top of the game. It's hard when you don't trust the people that you know they're going to do the right job. But these are people who are... I'm learning from, so yeah. They're really good.
Now, when you go back to the house and you start reading the pages of these various shows, I mean, it's like reading a book a night, is it not?
Really, you want to stay on it. You really need to be on top. And all my work really happens at home at night before I get to the set. Because when I get on the set, I want to be free to connect with people in a real way and not have to think about what my lines are or all the other stuff in my life. I want to show up. The old saying, want to show up and show out.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to really be there in a real way and not be. And I see a lot of actors, and I think that's one of the most frustrating things is just to have them come unprepared and then try to blame it or find an excuse for that.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for it.
Now, you and I have chatted about this in the past. I would be remiss if I didn't say this, all right? Did you ever think about getting into radio? I mean, you have a voice that is a killer. You know that, don't you?
Oh, you know, I've heard that because we can never hear our own sound. But, that's a real compliment. I never thought about radio, because I think I've always been working. But I appreciate
that. Ernie, get into radio. You'll find it's like not working. You know, you have that trailer voice for a movie trailer, and it's great. Congratulations on the show, The Family Business, that Ernie not only stars in, but executive produces. Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time on BTE. And it stars our guest, Ernie Hudson. Ernie, will you come back and join us again? You're a great guest. You're always welcome.
Absolutely. Yeah, so good to talk to you, and it's always great.
Thanks, Ernie, very much. Ernie Hudson has been our guest. Really a nice man, and what a voice. Holy man. And want to remind you, if you want to check out our website, all you need to do is go to ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. Hear the latest show on demand 24/7. Stick around. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News.
Democrat Andrew Gillum officially conceded to Republican former Congressman Ron DeSantis in Florida's gubernatorial race, as a recount of votes showed a margin Gillum was unlikely to close. President Donald Trump on Saturday was in Northern California to see firsthand the devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry, that. And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job. But this is very sad to see it.
The Butte County Sheriff confirmed at least 71 people are dead, and they say they're also trying to locate at least 1,000 people, although they did make sure to stress that all those people are not believed to be missing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. I know, you're probably wondering, what is he going to be doing with this song? Why is he playing this song? Well, I have in front of me a book that is absolutely phenomenal. It's Sports Illustrated, Story of Baseball in 100 Photographs. And I tell you, even if you're not a baseball fan, you're going to like this book. Joining us right now is Kostya Kennedy. Hi, Kostya. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well, Ron. Thanks so much for having me.
I got this book the other day, and I got to be honest with you. You know, now, as a child, I played Little League. And, of course, I had the baseball cards. A lot of them ended up in the spokes of my tires, my bicycle. When I went through this, it was staggering. How in the heck did you compile all this? Now, baseball is nearing its 150th anniversary. This book really capitulates that whole 150 years. How long did it take to compile these pictures?
Yeah, I mean, we worked on it for close to 2 years, and it was, as you know from the book, along with each photograph is also some text, we hope evocative text of a few hundred words that's of the photograph or the reader. And as you mentioned, it's 150 years since the 1869 Red Stockings were the first openly professional team. And we looked for photographs that were, of course, aesthetically pleasing and then composed well as photographs, but that also had the right content to tell the story. The hope is that we are, over the course of the book, telling a story of baseball, telling a narrative of how the sport has developed and often how it's been ingrained or coincided with American culture and society as well.
It brings back a lot of memories, though, when I was younger, and those names like Roger Maris, Stan Musial, and Mickey Mantle, and Yogi Bear. What I was amazed at is the quality of the pictures. I mean, we're going back to the beginning of the 20th century, and the quality is astronomical, and the poses. You have a picture in there of Pete Rose sliding into base. I don't know how they took that picture.
Pete used to always say that he loved to go ahead first because got there quicker and he got his picture in the paper. He looked about a mile high off the ground. That's a really powerful one of Pete. Again, we're trying to sum up the player in one photograph, and there he is in midair. And also, you know, the notion of hustle, the notion of why that's important in baseball and how that sort of level of competitiveness, for better and sometimes for worse, as we've seen in Pete's case.
Well, it's one thing if you're the subject, but the guy who took it had to be phenomenal. Where do you get these pictures? I mean, this goes over 150 years. Where did you start? I mean, I know with Sports Illustrated, you probably had a lot in the last maybe 40, 50 years, but when you go back further than that, it's a real challenge.
Yes, you're not kidding. So SI started in 1954, so from then on, it's not all SI photographs. There are pictures taken from other sources, but a lot of it is Sports Illustrated pictures. Before that, you know, there are photo agencies, and there's, of course, we look to the Baseball Hall of Fame, we look to individuals, we look to different places where these photos exist. We have a picture from 1910 of Ty Cobb coming hard into third base and spraying a lot of dirt. You know, in those very early years, there was very little action photo. It was pretty much all portraits, all people sort of standing on the sideline, not necessarily smiling.
Right.
And so when you found the right pictures in those days, from those days, it was really a great find. It was only in sort of like the mid-20s and stuff when more and more action photography began to be taken.
This not only is a great Christmas gift, but it's also a great coffee table book. It's not just pictures. It is some exciting dialogue that brings back a lot of memories. You talk about beamed pitchers. For anybody who doesn't know what that means, you got hit in the head probably by the batter. Did you have Herb Score in there? I couldn't find that.
We did not have Herb Score. I can't remember in this case whether it was the picture or exactly what it was, why we didn't make that selection. It's great you bring it up. You know, we couldn't get everything in there. We have this great picture of Ducky Medwick, who was beamed at the plate. So we sort of, those themes. But, of course, we can't show everything. And often it's very hard to find the right picture of the right moment. There are only certain moments where the picture really lives up in quality and composition to being included in the book.
You really had a remarkable picture of Fidel Castro in 1964. Did he not play in the States prior to the revolution in 1959?
He did play a little bit, but he was a baseball player, played briefly in the States and played In Cuba, I loved the game and was a big supporter of baseball throughout his life. Sometimes it was, that made it difficult for Cuban ball players because he didn't want to let them go. And we know some of those stories. It's an interesting picture seeing him there in his camouflage with the baseball in hand, sort of right at the time when he was ascending to power in Cuba.
I think we all wish he would have stayed in the baseball, too. You have an interesting note here. It says, throwing out the pitches on opening day started by President William Howard Taft back in 1910, and, of course, that's been kind of the norm ever since then. But I love this quote of Dwight Eisenhower next to the picture of him throwing out the pitch on April 17th, 1956. And he said, when I was a small boy in Kansas, a friend of mine and I went fishing, and we talked about what we wanted to do when we grew up. I told him, Ike saying, that I wanted to be a real Major League Baseball player, a genuine professional like Honus Wagner. My friend said he'd like to be the President of the United States. Neither one of us got our wish.
Isn't that great? I'm with you. I love it. We did try to include a quote with every photograph that somehow pertained to the content of the picture, and that was one. The whole book for me was a labor of love, but those in particular, it was such a pleasure to come across the right quote and the right statement that really encapsulated the spirit of the picture. And it's great when you have such playfulness as Dwight Eisenhower had in that case.
That was great. Now, I also bring to mention the fact that I remember the year my mother, and again, we played baseball on the Little League team. My father was the sponsor. I remember my mother got so involved, as I did, in the 1960 World Series with the New York Yankees and the Pittsburgh Pirates. And come from a small city in northern Pennsylvania, we were rooting for the Pirates. And that was quite an ender. And I was standing on the corner waiting to come home, and I saw her run out on the terrace of our house saying, "The Pirates just hit a home run. They won." I think it was Roger Maris that did that, was it not?
No, Joe Mazeroski.
Joe Mazeroski. Yeah, Joe Mazeroski.
Yeah.
And right at the bottom of the ninth or something, wasn't it?
Joe Mazeroski, yes, home run in the bottom of the ninth of Game 7 to win the World Series. As the picture shows, you know, it was an era when fans would come onto the field, and by the time he was rounding third and coming to home, he was accompanied by half of Pittsburgh, it seemed. It was an incredible win. I'm sure, I guess you remember that. Not only, of course, to win the World Series, but to beat the Yankees, which just wasn't done very easily or often in those times. That was still at the end of their sort of 1950s reign, and before the Yankees sort of struggled in the 60s. So what an incredible World Series and incredible moment for Mazeroski.
It really was. Now I'm going to ask you a really unfair question, okay? Which one of these photographs, there are 100, ladies and gentlemen, in this book, 100, and there's not one that is better than the other, but in lieu of the fact that I just want to see your opinion, what was your favorite picture?
You know, it's an interesting question, and they're all like your babies, right? So I have a hard time deciding. But
sure.
Surprisingly, there's this one picture which has stayed with me. It's from 1986, and it's at a lunch spot, I guess, in Florida at a lunch table. And Ted Williams is there with Wade Boggs and Don Mattingly.
Wow.
And Ted Williams is sort of just kind of going into a half swing as he's talking to them. And this is right in the heart of when Boggs was winning batting championships and Mattingly was in the heart of his MVP-type season. And they're just staring at him, rapt. And they're talking about hitting. And Ted Williams has a napkin as a bib over his shirt. You know, as men of his age and generation would wear a napkin that way, and the younger men don't. And it's just somehow showing the bridge between generations and the power of baseball and this discussion between three of the great, great hitters. You know, Williams probably the greatest hitter since Babe Ruth, and two of the great hitters of their time. And it somehow just stayed with me, and it seemed like the story that was coming out of that picture was particularly rich. So that's the one that stayed with me, but I love so many of the pictures, of course, in the book.
Well, as I mentioned in the introduction, that it makes a great Christmas gift for the baseball fan in your family. But believe it or not, I would suggest getting it if it's Christmas, Easter, Halloween, Flag Day, you know, whatever. The first day of baseball, get it. It's called The Story of Baseball. Not only dialogue, but 100 full-page photographs on each page as put together by Sports Illustrated, The Story of Baseball. And the foreword was written by our guest, Kostya Kennedy.
Thanks so much, Ron. Hey, you got it.
Do me a favor. Come back again sometime. This is great, and we'll chat about it again, all right?
Anytime, Ron. I'd love to.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you. Kostya Kennedy has been our guest. The name of the book is called The Story of Baseball in 100 Photographs, full-color photographs, full page with dialogue. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Sedgy today all across the USA and around the world. Well, boy, the holidays are coming up. They're squeaking in here very quick. Of course, Thanksgiving in just a couple of weeks. And I counted, it's, 6 or 7 weeks till Christmas. Wow, that's a little scary. So we want to talk about what we can do for a holiday when it comes to the kitchen. And our next guest is a publisher. She develops recipes, photographer for the blog Melissa's Southern Style Kitchen, and has been featured in Parade Magazine, Better Homes and Gardens, and her book is Melissa's Southern Cookbook. Joining us right now is Melissa Spurka. Hi, Melissa. Happy holidays to you.
Hi, Ron. Same to you. Thanks so much.
Boy, you're a busy, busy person with everything going on. But, you know, now that the holidays are really upon us, What do we do? You know, because everybody talks about the traditional Thanksgiving or entertaining type of recipes and what to display. And sometimes the holidays can be so stressful as a result of these goals that it's almost not enjoyable. How do you make it enjoyable, fun, and different?
Well, for me, I think it's all in the planning. I think if you have a game plan, you can make sure that you have your ingredients assembled and ready to go. And, you know, it's a great time of year to delegate responsibility. I know that's what my family does. We typically get together around Thanksgiving, which kickstarts the holiday season, and we start planning who's going to make what. And, you know, we always sort of gravitate to those family recipes that we know are tried and true, and that brings some nostalgia to the holiday dessert table. So that's what we do. We plan in advance, we collaborate, and we love getting in the kitchen to make some sweet memories together. These, you know, every generation should teach the next. So the holidays are the perfect chance for that to happen.
Well, isn't that the truth? And sometimes, you know, if my wife's in the kitchen and she's cooking something, it kind of reminds me of when my mom was doing it, because the recipes go down and down and down. But you can personalize these things, I understand.
Absolutely. You can take the classic pecan pie recipe, and you can turn it into pecan pie bars, which is especially handy for those who may want to taste a little bit of everything on the dessert table, and I confess that might be me. I like to taste just a little bit of everything, so if it's just a small portion of a pecan pie, then you're good to go. Plus, the kids love those. To a classic pecan pie, you can add butterscotch chips or a little decadence with some chocolate chips. Once the chocolate chips melt into that filling, that's where the magic really happens. And then you can turn the classic also, if you chop the pecans. You know, I normally use pecan halves in a pecan pie, but if you chop the pecans and add some toasted coconut, then you've transformed classic pecan pie into a coconut pecan pie, which is just fabulous for the coconut fans at your table. And then lastly, if you'd like to add a little bit of festivities to your holiday celebration, how about a splash of bourbon? A splash of bourbon will kick the filling up a few notches and will add some fun to your dessert table. So there's lots of things you can do to the classic recipe just to twist it up a little bit and have some fun.
Well, prior to what you just said, pecan pie was absolutely my favorite. Now it is really my favorite. You put bourbon in the pecan pie?
Absolutely. Bourbon pecan pie is one of the South's favorite pies, and you can certainly add a splash of that to the filling, and it just really adds some kick to the classic recipe.
Is it unethical to go someplace and say, I'd like to have a pecan pie on the rocks with a little bit?
If you try that, let us know.
You got to be careful what you're serving the children these days. And you can make bars out of it, like a
you absolutely can. Yes, I mean, you know, we're just talking about mixins and shapes, but the irreplaceable ingredient is Kara syrup. That's what my grandmother used. That's what my mom used. That's what I use, and I just really think it's irreplaceable. You can use the light or the dark depending on your taste. The dark will give you a little more of a molasses. You know, it's got molasses in it, so it'll give you a little more of a smoky flavor to your filling. And then the clear or the light Kara syrup has the vanilla edge.
Oh,
so, you know, you can go either way. You can have fun with pecan pie in ways maybe you never thought of. But, yes, you can absolutely make bars. You can even make mini pecan pies with this same recipe in a muffin tin.
Can you use graham cracker crust on pecan pie? Can you do that?
Well, you know, for pecan pie, I recommend you really go with a classic crust because you bake the crust along with the filling. And when it comes to a graham cracker crust, you might bake it a little too long. Now, cheesecakes also use graham cracker crust, so there is some leeway there where you could. But I really think that classic pecan pie is, you know, you've got to have that classic crust. But, yeah, you could use graham cracker crumbs, but I really think you need to go with the classic.
Okay, we'll do what you say. Now, you gained national attention with a blue ribbon recipe, and I would love to hear what this is. It's called Nested Potato Skins. What is that?
Yes, that's just a fun twist on potato skins where you take shredded potatoes and some fun seasonings and some Parmesan cheese and eggs, mix that together, and then press it into a muffin tin. You know, cupcake pans or muffin tins have far more use than just baking cupcakes. So I press those into a muffin tin so they're like single serving, bake them until they're crispy and golden, and then top them like you would a loaded baked potato, like with bacon and sour cream and cheese and some chopped chives. And when you set those out, if you do it, you can do it in a mini muffin tin. I usually do that in a regular muffin tin, and those are usually the first to go at any party I put them out. People love those. It's just a fun twist on a classic, just like this pie.
You're one of those people that when you talk about food, you want to eat food right away. I really, and that's a compliment. My father-in-law used to be like that. If he talked about something, you know, within 30 seconds of the conversation, you wanted whatever he was talking about. What about, you know, just general meals? What is your favorite meal, let's say at Thanksgiving, since that's the first holiday coming up?
Well, my family, again, is all about nostalgia. So we have the turkey, and in the South it's dressing. It's not stuffing, but I'm equal opportunity. I love stuffing, too. But we have our turkey dressing and gravy. One thing I really love is my mom's corn pudding souffle. It's fantastic. And so that's something I always look forward to having. You know, we just have all the classic fun dishes that you expect at a holiday table. Green beans. Of course, there's mashed potatoes nearby. So I think the Thanksgiving meal for me, I love classic, but with a family recipe. The family recipes mean the most to me.
I think there's always an attraction for Southern cooking. I mean, you never hear like, hey, boy, you know, that North Central United States cooking is outstanding. You always think of Southern cooking, you know, as being the real grit of the land.
You know, we love comfort foods in the South, although Southerners do eat a variety of foods, of course. But we love our comfort foods, and I really think, you know, it's because we love spending time together. You know, the table that brings everyone together, and that's what food brings everyone together. In spite of your differences, in spite of even language barriers, you can sit down at a meal and enjoy. That's one of the most basic things you can do with another human being. So mealtime to me and cooking together is just one of those small pleasures in life to be really savored and treasured.
Melissa, where can we go for more information about everything we talked about today?
Oh, you can get this classic pecan pie recipe and more at www.carasyrup.com.
Great. Hey, Melissa, thanks for joining us today. I'm going to go out now and eat.
My pleasure.
Plus, especially my favorite, pecan pie. And you have a nice holiday and join us again, okay?
Same to you and yours. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Our guest has been Melissa Spurka, and there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
That's going to put a wrapper on things for Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for joining us. Our guests include former CBS News anchor Dan Rather, Patrick Nolan, Roger Stone, Bonner Menninger, lovely Jamie Alexander from Blind Spot, actor Ernie Hudson, Kostya Kennedy, and Melissa Spurka. Well, we hope that you have a great holiday, a Thanksgiving with family and friends that you will remember forever and ever. Go out and have fun and enjoy yourself. And we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again. Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, and I'm not going to say gobble gobble. I'm going to just wish you blue skies and green lights.